This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Jason Da Silva was one of those filmmakers other young directors wanted to be. Talented, handsome, imaginative, and at 25, well-regarded enough to fund travel around the world to make documentary films. Well, that was then. You can take
that scooter. I just started using a cane, and they're already talking about wheelchairs.
And that is Jason Da Silva a little more than a year after being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. No amount of will or exercise or attempted cures could stave off the decline of his body. His sharp, creative mind, however, kept working and kept filming. The result is When I Walk. It's a documentary film that screened at Sundance and made its national premiere on PBS last year. PBS is having an encore broadcast of When I Walk on August 10th. We spoke to Jason Da Silva just before its broadcast premiere. Now, you've been diagnosed with MS, but hadn't really seen it manifest until vacation in St. Martin, and this is 2006. We see it on film. Your legs just give way on the beach, and you struggle to get up. Did you ever question that you turn this whole experience into a film?
Not at the time. You know, so, like, at first, it was really just to document. I was out there on that beach, actually, so that whole scene. I was just documenting the planes flying overhead. You know, it's interesting that there's a beach and all of a sudden there's an airport that's really close to it. But then all of a sudden my brother took the camera and turned it on me just to film myself not being able to get up again. And from there what became was When I Walk.
Jason, you're so unsparing the way that you keep the camera trained on yourself as you lose mobility, you lose motor skills. You know, we see you waking up in the morning and struggling to get up and put your clothing on, several falls, things that you could edit out, obviously, to make this a different kind of film. So is that your instinct? I mean, do you think this is how I would treat other documentary subjects? Why not me? I'm interested in those decisions.
I had a lot of people to help me just kind of review the footage and look over what I did. I thought that beach scene was kind of cool, so that's why I made it to the early edits. But a lot of the other stuff where I was, you know, I just was falling with my walker and just scenes like that in general, where I couldn't get up out of bed myself, those I wanted to keep out. But a lot of people that I was working with, they were like, why don't you keep that scene in there? You know, it's like something profound. It took about 2 years of filming till I understood that things like that were really important to keep in for a film like this. And just to be honest to the viewer and, just to myself as well.
Well, you were funded to make a film in India, which you found that it was just too difficult to do, and you turned this trip into an exploration of cures. What are some of the various cures that you tried?
Yeah, that's a good question. So on that trip, the things that I was looking into were really alternative treatments. So as you said, there's no cure for my kind of MS. So it really is, we're left to the wide world of alternative treatments. So in India, I was looking into transformational psychology and meditation as well. So that was one thing I did. I looked into yoga, and I still look into yoga. And I don't think that these things are not beneficial. I think they're really important. And the third thing I was looking into was Ayurvedic medicine as well. So yeah, I just have people put a lot of different oils on me and ended up getting really messy. But it worked out well.
Well, nothing cured you, so to speak, and you later did try this vascular treatment that you found out about on the internet. Was there a moment for you, Jason, when you just accepted, okay, this is happening, this is where I am, this is how it's going to be?
You know, that's a good question. So even to this day, I'm still surprised by it. Every morning when I wake up and when I can't get out of bed without somebody else's help, things like that, I'm still surprised by it. Or even like going day to day and having to drive around in my power chair, it surprises me. But there's a certain level of acceptance that came. It was probably, it wasn't until I put the film out there and it premiered at Sundance that I felt like, you know, it's okay. Like, what I'm going through is really hard, but at least it's going to help other people as well.
Well, you've mentioned that you got help from other people. Alice, who you were dating, became your wife. But some of that fighting spirit must come from your mother, Marianne D'Souza. Now, here she is in the film giving you a pretty good talking to when you say that you don't think that you can finish your film.
Well, you constantly talk about being sick all the time anyway.
That's
You
true.
know, it's constant. You're always whining and sighing. You only have one life, and I know I miss practicality. But we don't know how long we have to live. We could be dead tomorrow. Quit your film right now. How does it feel? Just quit. Yeah, seriously, do you feel like a sense of relief?
I'm just saying that it's really tough to make the film. I'm not gonna quit the film, but it's really tough
well,
making the film.
Things are tough in life. Get real.
It's true.
You mollycoddled North American kid.
That's a clip from the film When I Walk. I'm speaking with one of the film's directors and producers, Jason De Silva, also the subject of the film. That was your mother there, Jason, you know, being pretty strident and whatever the opposite of whiny is. But you're kind of smirking. How did that sit with you? Her saying like, oh, you think you have it bad, people have it worse.
Yeah, well, for me, that scene was, I was really happy to catch that on camera. Because she's like that every day, you know, it doesn't. But my smirk is, it's just me being pleased with the fact that I got that on camera for the rest of the world to see. This is what I have to deal with every day for the, for all my life, until I'm old, I have to deal with my mom saying things like that.
Well, you take her advice and you attend an MS support group, which is pretty fortunate because you meet Alice Cook, who you begin seeing. We see that in the film. You go to Hawaii together. There's this wonderful scene of you riding scooters down the ramp at the Guggenheim. But as you guys get more serious, you ask her some very frank questions about your future. You know, what happens when I can't eat my food? Will you be the person who feeds me? Do you think you're able to ask those questions or maybe emboldened because you are making a film?
Yeah, I do actually. I would definitely be more, graceful and just kind of, easier about it than I was when I was confronting her with the camera. You know, like I wouldn't have been like, so are you gonna be the person that feeds me if I didn't have a camera right in front of her and asking her those questions?
Well, you want to get married, you two want to have a family, which you can do physically, but we overhear these crucial conversations about your intimacy, and here's a clip from the film about longevity.
How do you think about your, like, 40s and your 50s? Are you scared ever?
Scared of my 40s and 50s? No, it just... I think that, like, I'm not gonna live past 50, which sucks, but I'm gonna, like, do everything I can before that. I think I'm just, like, kind of pissed off that, like, that this happened and that the world's not really like accommodating.
That's a clip from the film When I Walk. I'm speaking to the film's director, producer, and subject, Jason De Silva. And Jason, as your bodily functions wane, you become more and more dependent on Alice, who is just indefatigable, except in some moments when she is talking to the camera herself, you know, admitting fear, admitting that she feels trapped at times, and showing a great deal of vulnerability. Had you seen those before you were editing the film? I mean, were you present for those moments?
No, actually, no, I wasn't. So a lot of the stuff she gave to me afterwards just as footage, you know, so I didn't actually, I mean, I did see the fact, I did know the fact that she, and that's why, that's why we got married and I wanted her in my life. I did know that she had those aspects in her and could talk about those things, but I didn't know that she could on the camera. And so that was a big thing. So looking at the footage afterwards and her revealing what she was thinking, those were things that even surprised me.
There's so much joy in this film, and I don't want to diminish that at all. A lot of creativity, a lot of courage and doing good. In fact, you and Alice helped create this app for helping people find handicapped accessible places in New York City. And you mentioned this kind of sense of acceptance when you watched the film at Sundance. Watching it now, where do you think you'll go? What is your trajectory?
Oh, well, I know. I'm pretty clear about, like, what I'm doing next and, yeah, where to go from here. I mean, obviously, it took, after you work on a film like When I Walk, which is a 5-7 film that's a personal film, I think I went under a tight existential crisis as a creative person where I had to question about what is the next thing that I want to do with myself? Is it really worth it to keep going as a filmmaker? And then I turned around and decided, so after about a year, that there really is just a lot more of this story that needs to be told, especially about like what the next level of disability is like for me, and even what issues like accessibility and even fatherhood now, like what do those things, like what are those things like? I think that those are new things just for me to explore, but for people to hear about as well.
And that was my earlier conversation with the filmmaker Jason De Silva. His film, When I Walk, made its national debut on PBS in 2014, and an encore broadcast is coming up on August 10th. You'll find more information and local listings at wordofmouthradio.org.